This is the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The DLP Council votes today on the Ralph Thorne membership application following mediation talks. Classes at three schools resume after some disruptions. The Barbados Private Sector Association shares its concerns over the Labour Clause's concessions bill and a massive shipment of illegal firearms found at port in Jamaica. Good morning, I'm Carol Topping. Details to the news just ahead. The way could be cleared for Ralph Thorne to officially rejoin the Democratic Labour Party as early as today. Starcom Network News has confirmed that the members of the party's executive council have been summoned to a face-to-face meeting for this afternoon to vote on Mr. Thorne's application to rejoin the party, for which he has previously twice contested general elections as a candidate before switching to the Barbados Labour Party, from which he recently split. Mr. Thorne now awaits the second attempt to vote on his DLP membership application, having met with President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood and General Secretary Steve Blackett, as mandated by the party's executive council. The council over the weekend postponed a vote on Mr. Thorne's application to rejoin the DLP. It was recommended that Mr. Thorne meet with the party's leadership before his application was voted on, given the concerns about events that preceded his application, including the appointment of senators, opposition senators, without the input from the DLP president. Mr. Thorne, who is set to become the political leader of the DLP if his application to rejoin the party is approved, met with Dr. Yearwood and Mr. Blackett at the General Secretary's residence in the presence of DLP stalwarts Robert Bobby Morris and Walter Maloney, both veteran trade union negotiators who appeared to have played a key role in mediation. Afterwards, speaking to reporters following an address to a meeting of the DLP St. Michael Northwest branch, Mr. Thorne made clear that he still awaits a vote on his bid to rejoin the party.
I think what happened here tonight is a spontaneous reaction by this crowd. I am not aware that this crowd has been in communication with the executive, but I don't know if the executive will take into account what happened here a few minutes ago, the energy that we've had, the welcome home I've had. You know, they say that real leadership comes from the bottom, and I have encountered real leadership here tonight in terms of the rank and file of this party. So getting a welcome like this from the rank and file is more important to me from anything that happens at executive level. But I would hope that they will do things that they ought to do, and I wouldn't like to say any more than that because I don't want to anticipate the processes that are going through.
Mr. Thorne confirmed that he met with the President and General Secretary, but stressed that the outcome of his application is still up to the Executive Council.
I'm not the driver, so I'm not in the business of turning wheels. You would recognize that I don't wish to anticipate anything. I am just here to join with the people and join with the people in this new energy that is attending in the party's business. I feel a new energy here tonight. I felt that I've broken up the meeting, to be quite frank with you. They say that I've bad behaved, so apparently I came here and caused a little disruption. But it is happy disruption. I see happy faces, and I see people who are ready and willing to take back this government.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. A decision is to be made on the future of the Common Entrance Examination within the coming months. This was revealed by Minister of Education Kay McConney during a BLP branch meeting for St. Michael North. During a presentation on government's plans for education reform, Ms. McConney explained that they're currently analyzing the public's feedback on their initial proposals.
What will happen to the 11 plus, we will be able to tell you within the next few months. And it will be in time that if there is going to be a change, that you will have advance notice of that. Because as I said, we are now in the process of looking at the feedback that came back from our proposals and being able now to consolidate those, to put those all together into new proposals for the way we move forward, given the public feedback.
Minister of Education Kay McConney. Classes at three schools will resume today after some disruptions last week. They are Good Shepherd Primary, St. Ambrose Primary, and the Lester Vaughan School. Reports of a male teacher at Good Shepherd threatening his co-workers online led to the Barbados Police Service being called in to address the matter and the school being closed. Communications consultant with the Ministry of Education, Gaynell Marshall, says the school reopens today with counseling in place for staff.
After police reassurance that there was no threat to the compound, Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw further assured that the teacher at the center of the threat will not be allowed to return to the classroom until a meeting is held with him and the ministry. In the meantime, the principal, teachers are set to receive counseling and other support on Monday, February 19, as the school reopens on that day.
Classes will also resume at St. Ambrose Primary amid two suspected cases of hand, foot, and mouth disease.
At St. Ambrose, the two suspected cases of hand, foot, and mouth disease, while yet to be confirmed, does not present any danger to the rest of the school body. And this assurance comes from Chief Medical Officer, the Most Honorable Dr. Kenneth George, who further assures that the natural history of the disease doesn't warrant a school closure. However, after meeting with the principal and teachers for just over 4 hours on Friday, Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw recommended that the school design protocols to address hygiene and person-to-person contact.
Communications consultant with the Ministry of Education, Gaynell Marshall. Over at Lester Vaughan School, some work has been done and recommendations to address outstanding issues have been outlined in a report from the chairman of the school board. School also recommences there today. The Barbados Private Sector Association is still expressing concern with the Labour Clause's concessions bill. President Tricia Tanis refutes what she calls efforts to link the sector's concerns with an intention to suppress the rights of employees, stressing that the concerns are legitimate. She believes the implementation of the bill should be a last option as there isn't sufficient evidence of widespread mistreatment of employees in the country.
We are assured that the majority of private sector entities adhere to labour legislation. Instances of poor employment practices are isolated and limited to a minority of businesses. We strongly support the enforcement of existing legislation against those specific businesses that are at fault, rather than subjecting entire sectors to new legislation and more bureaucracy. The BPSA firmly maintains that legislation such as the Labour Clause's Concessions Bill should have been an action of last resort and only implemented to address proven widespread mistreatment of employees across various sectors benefiting from concessions. We remain unaware of any significant prevalence of employee mistreatment within these sectors that would warrant this legislation.
Mrs. Tanis says the association had been consulting with government and changes were made to the first draft. However, after further meetings with the broader private sector, more concerns were raised.
These included clarification on why the actions of a few hotels have led to consequences for the entire tourism accommodation sector and beyond, the explanation of the process used to identify which sectors will be subject to consultation, information on the procedure for reviewing a company's compliance with labour laws, details on how the removal of concessions will be implemented if it is deemed necessary to do so. As it relates to conditions under Schedule 2, recognition of the importance of allowing businesses the flexibility to implement best practices in their operations to increase their productivity and efficiency without compromising employee rights, and finally, the potential for the Act to be misused given the sweeping powers attributed to the reference ministers of government, whether present or to come. We remain optimistic that these concerns will be addressed with the regulations that are yet to be drafted.
That's President of the Barbados Private Sector Association, Tricia Tanis. And in Jamaica, 64 pistols, more than 965 9mm rounds of ammunition, and 107 magazines were discovered during a special operation. Law enforcement sources have disclosed that the cash confiscated at the Kingston wharves over the weekend were shipped from Miami and were destined for a violent gang based in the Jamaican capital. The serial numbers on some of the guns were erased. Police said that two men, now in custody, were caught as they attempted to take possession of the illegal arms shipment. And finally, at least 53 people have died in an ambush in Papua New Guinea's remote highlands district or region. A national police spokesman said victims were shot dead during a tribal dispute in the Enga province over the weekend. Authorities have appealed for calm and say they expect the death toll to climb. The highlands area has long struggled with violence, but these killings are believed to be the worst in years. Recapping the headlines. The DLP Council votes today on Ralph Thorne's membership application following mediation talks. Classes at three schools resume today. The Barbados Private Sector Association shares its concerns over the Labour Clause's concessions bill and a massive shipment of illegal firearms found at port in Jamaica. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.